You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday off the air, Jer Bear and I were just kind of sitting around with our feet up, and I was talking to him about this thing. Are he and Nicole the kind of couple that if they hear, let's say, a secret from one of their friends, like hypothetically, I tell Jeremy something in confidence.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, look at this weird mole. What do you think of this mole? Don't tell anybody I have this mole, but what do you think of it?
Yeah, I come up with something and I tell Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I even tell him, I was like, don't tell anybody about this. Just don't tell anybody. And I said, are you the type that you would then immediately run home and tell Nicole? And you said,
you should see this mole Dom has, is what I would tell her.
You said all day long. You
all
said
all day long.
I
buddy.
Will never hesitate to tell
now,
my wife every secret.
If you said don't tell anybody this, I would not tell any of our coworkers. I wouldn't tell any of my friends. I would keep that secret. But the one person I would talk to is my wife. I would fill her in on all the day's juicy gossip. Absolutely.
You know, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I will not. If somebody says keep this a secret, I do not tell Gretchen.
See, I would
don't.
That's crazy willpower. That's
it's not willpower.
If somebody says don't tell anybody, I would automatically assume I'm not telling. But I would automatically assume that they would think that I'm going to at least tell my wife, but not anybody else.
I'll tell you where my brain comes from on this, because I see what you're saying, and I know a lot of people are like, well, yeah, I told my spouse everything. Here's where my brain comes from on this. If I tell you, don't tell anybody, it's an eyeball-to-eyeball exchange. It is a personal, intimate exchange. Yeah. And I essentially trust you, because if I'm telling you that, then I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and tell Nicole, as much as I love Nicole, you know, I haven't looked her in the eye. I haven't said to her, don't tell anybody this. I have no way of believing that she would keep a confidence, because it didn't come from me. It just came from you. So it's already kind of trickled down, you know, the stream, if you will. So I don't feel like she is under any kind of moral obligation.
Right. So you feel like she's going to tell everybody.
And this is not a comment. I'm talking about anybody in person, just Nicole, anybody.
Yeah.
The third person who hears it
then gets on Facebook and splashes it to the world.
They don't feel a moral obligation, because nobody said, even if you say, hey, Dom told me this, you know, but he said not to tell anybody, but I'm going to tell you, in their mind, subconsciously, the trust has already been broken. So
now, what if I told Nicole, though, you can't repeat this? You can't tell anybody
this.
That's
what I'm saying.
Because I know that I trust her to not then regurgitate it to somebody else.
But it's still coming from a third party. And I feel like in her mind, even if it's subconscious, the trust has already been violated. So what's the harm in violating it again?
I guess you just have to know your spouse. Like, I know for a fact, 100%, if I tell something in confidence to Nicole and I say, don't tell anybody, she won't. She's like you in that aspect.
Yeah, but I mean, I know Gretchen, and if I told her just something about me and I said, don't tell anyone, she won't.
Yeah.
But if I say, hey, Jeremy told me something, but don't you tell anyone, I think in her mind, she's like, well, he's already blabbing it, so... So that's why that's why I've always had this joke on the show for years that I was a vault.
You are.
That if people tell me things, I'll take it to my grave.
How do we believe you, though?
Can you find one example in history of anything coming back that, like, came from Dom?
Nothing ever came back.
Well,
for
it.
How do we know?
Because why would I say that if it was all...
yourself sound all noble. And...
No, because I could easily get busted. And that would be the worst if you go, I'm a vault, and then you get busted, then you look like a real ass.
Well, then you could just deny and be like,
but
you,
I don't.
You didn't
I am
hear
a
that
vault.
For me.
Get a load of this. We just got a Facebook message from Ella. She says, I actually lost a BFF because I told my husband some private things about her and her relationship. I told her that my husband wouldn't tell anyone, but she has never spoken to me since. Whoa.
Again, you should just automatically assume if somebody's been married and together, I've been with Nicole almost 2 decades now. If somebody tells me something or in like that friend situation, you have to automatically assume that the spouse is going to find out.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
It's pillow talk, man.
I know, but let me ask you a personal question.
Okay.
Why do you have to tell Nicole? Like, what? It strikes me, I'm not trying to be rude or mean here, it strikes me as a very teenager, adolescent thing to do, that you must run as fast as you can to tell someone. So why couldn't you keep it to yourself? What impels you to tell your
wife? Because if it's so good, then I would like to share it with her.
What do you mean if it's so good?
If it's something really good or something like, whoa, unbelievable, or who knows, I want to share it.
But you've been asked not to.
I don't care.
This is saying a lot about your personality.
Well, fine, you don't have to tell me anything. That's fine. Well, you can tell me everything and just know that Nicole will also know.
So what you're saying is don't tell me anything in confidence because I'm going to tell someone.
It's not just someone. It's one singular person I will tell. If you tell me not to tell someone, I will not go walking down the hall and tell, you know, Steve, who works down the hall. I will not. I won't blab anything. But know that when I get home and I greet my wife of 20 years.
I got to tell you, I'm bursting.
How
I'm
was your
bursting.
Day? She would ask me. And I was like, I got to tell you something about Dom, but you can't tell anybody. Here's what went on today. Because, I mean, you're a friend. You are a friend. You're a dear friend.
Not anymore. Not after
ultimately,
today.
Ultimately, Nicole is my best friend. And I'm going to talk to my best friend, like, about everything that went on. And then that gives us the opportunity to make fun of people. And,
well, I'm
you know.
On board with that. I love that part. Tell Josh to get line one real fast.
Josh, answer the phone.
Answer the phone, Josh. What is he doing? Is he texting
his
girlfriend or something?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. So just know, okay? Just know. You don't have to tell me anything.
Now, it's not like I'm a saint, okay? I will tell you this much. People will tell me things in confidence. And it tears me up sometimes that I don't, you know, that I can't tell Gretchen.
That you know a little nugget about something and you can't scream it to the mountaintops.
And I would like to tell somebody or Gretchen, but I won't. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not perfect. I mean, I'm like, God, I'd like to gossip about that. But I can't because I'm a
wolf. Would I have to follow up with whatever you told me with like a permission then be like, thank you for telling me that. I'm not going to tell anybody. Do you care if I share that with Nicole? Then what would you say?
Well, for me, because I know you, and the same with, I know all your friends listen to the show, all right?
Yeah.
You're really good friends. What's that one guy's name?
Matt.
So everyone is learning that you just can't tell Jeremy everything. You can tell him a lot. You just can't tell them everything. And so I know that there are some things in my world that I can't tell you.
That's fine.
Like that new radio job I took.
That's fine. It's probably time.
I see lines are ringing. Listen, we're going to open up the phones on this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. My guess is that the majority of our listeners are Team Jeremy on this. They're like, look,
probably.
If you tell me, it's like you said, it's pillow talk, right? And I
but
think
the
majority of people feel that
real
way.
Quick, going back to my friends and stuff and knowing the job I have, if somebody tells me something when we're out shooting the breeze on the deck or something and they say, you can't talk about this on the air, I honor that.
You honor that.
I
will
honor
give
that.
You that.
I think we both do that. So
yes.
I have some willpower and strength behind some of these conversations.
Yeah, that was something funny from Gretch after we had been dating for a while. I remember her saying that. She's like, you know, you realize there are some things I'm going to tell you that I don't want you talking about on the radio.
Right. You have to honor that.
And I said, well, you're with the wrong.
No. Wait until I tell Jeremy.
The question is it okay to tell your partners private things about your friends? Jeremy says, yeah, I'll tell Nicole everything. And I'm like, no, if I'm told to keep it a secret, I won't tell Gretchen. So we have covered both ends of the spectrum on this show. Now it's up to you. Here's Barbara. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Oh,
we're
it's
good.
Such a wonderful day.
I can't tell
about?
You. Dom told me not to tell you
I said,
how
you
I
can't
feel.
Can't tell anyone how he's feeling.
Such
what
a good
think?
Friend. Uh-huh. I'm absolutely going to tell my husband, you know, things that are told to me. I like Jeremy said, it's kind of pillow talk, but going back to your point, Dom, about the third party and kind of not being able to look them in the eye and, you know, have their trust and their confidence. My thinking on that point is that you may not have their trust and confidence, but I do. Like I trust my husband to not repeat something if I tell him something in confidence. So while you may not feel that way, you know, because you haven't had the personal conversation with them, I trust that my husband isn't going to repeat something that I ask him to keep in confidence, if that makes sense.
Right. And then you got to kind of think about, like, say it's not Dom, but somebody at work tells me something and they say, don't tell your wife, but I do. It kind of ends there because who's Nicole going to tell about somebody that I work with? It's kind of like a who cares to whoever she tells. And probably 99% of the time, it's like, who cares? I don't know this person.
Yeah, right. But see, and I understand what you're saying, Barbara, and I respect that. But the way I was coming from that is that the third person in the string, you may trust them all day long, but since they didn't hear it originally and they didn't see the passion in it, they might not think it's a big deal if they mention it to someone. Nothing malicious. I'm not saying anything bad about their character, but just for them, since they weren't the one kind of sworn to secrecy, even if a second person does, I just don't feel like it's as big a deal to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's fair, but I mean, you know, I know where my husband sleeps, and he knows that if he hears something, I tell him not to sleep.
He'll wake up with an ice pick in his chest.
I guess it's also... That's funny. A horse's head in the bed.
Uh-huh.
You know, Barbara, I think it's also, I guess, one of those things that he can only violate your trust one time, and then you know you can't tell him anymore.
True. Very
yeah.
true.
You're delightful. I hope you call us all the time.
I will definitely give you guys a call back. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Thanks for being on the show. All right, let's talk to Ruth. Hello, Ruth. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
So, hi, Ruth.
So Barbara's going to tell her husband everything. What about you, Ruth?
Nope. I worked at a printing company for 18 years, and...
Your phone, Ruth.
Your phone's crapping out on us, Ruth. All we know is that you work for a printing company. What happened after that?
Yeah. All the people in the company would come to me and bitch about everybody else, and I would never tell anybody, and I especially wouldn't tell my husband.
You don't need all that gossip in your life, huh, Ruth?
Because your husband's a blabbermouth,
isn't he? Yeah, no, I do not.
And working at a printing company, you could print out the gossip like on a banner.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'd be awesome.
That's fantastic. We got to run, Ruth.
All
Thank
right,
you
Ruth.
So much for being on the show. We appreciate your time. Here's Alex. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful.
Buddy.
What do you think about this?
I have to agree with Dom on this one. Don't tell the spouse anything.
The old spouse, huh?
Mm. Yeah. Just, I mean, me and my wife have a very unique situation. We work together, so it's, like, very, very awkward if one of us lets loose something that someone told us, because then we have to interact with the same people, and it just gets real weird.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to give her a heads up? If you knew something weird going on with an employee, you'd want to give her a heads up, like, here's what's going on with this guy. If he's in a bad mood or something, his wife had an affair with him, just so you know.
That's too. It's what he's saying is it's too much. It's way easier to get busted.
It is, yeah, and that's the thing. It's like if I tell her something that I know and she lets that slip, then no one's telling us anything, and we just we lose all credibility there.
But then again, that might be better because you don't need all that other people's garbage in your head,
right?
Yeah,
there's always that.
So maybe that's beneficial.
What's it like working with your wife? Is that challenging at times, or is it wonderful?
It's actually pretty awesome. I don't have any complaints.
Good for you. Listen, we're glad you called. I hope you have a great day, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. You guys have a wonderful day too. Take care.
Thank you.
You too.
All right. I think this is a pretty split issue, don't you?
Sure is, man. Bottom line, don't tell me anything. Nothing, nada.